Nolte, Helen Mirren rips James Bond series, drenched and born out of profound sexism. By John Nolte on March 31, 2025. Actress Helen Mirren does not want to see a female James Bond, but only because of all the profound sexism. The whole series of James Bond, it was not my thing. It really wasn't, she told The Standard. I never liked James Bond. I never liked the way women were in James Bond. The whole concept of James Bond is drenched and born out of profound sexism. Women have always been a major and incredibly important part of the Secret Service, they always have been. And very brave, she added. If you hear about what women did in the French Resistance, they're amazingly, unbelievably courageous. So, instead of a female James Bond, I would tell real stories about extraordinary women who've worked in that world. While I obviously agree that women should launch their own brands and franchises rather than cosplaying in iconic roles founded by men, what I don't understand is why so many artists like Mirren are such humorless, bubbled scolds. First off, I disagree with her. Yes, the Bond movies feature gorgeous women in bikinis falling all over themselves for James Bond. Still, from the beginning with Dr. No. 63 years ago, the series has almost always presented women as tough and independent. Dr. No's Honey Rider, who is unforgettably played by the stunning Ursula Andress, is the opposite of a bimbo. She's self-educated, resourceful, and capable of taking care of herself. So what if she ends up in Bond's bed at the end? Honor Blackman's Pussy Galore is even more her own person. Diana Reagan on Her Majesty's Secret Service, 1969, I could go on and on. Attacking James Bond as sexist for its portrayal of women is like criticizing the 007 franchise as trafficking in misandry because the villains are always male. Before I'm accused of being disingenuous, I fully understand that 007 is all about male wish fulfillment and that there's a lot more eye candy for men than shots of Sean Connery in a pair of tight swimming trunks. Nevertheless, normal women also see the series as their own form of wish fulfillment. Although we are not allowed to say so out loud anymore, normal women would love to be chased, seduced, wanted, rescued, and protected by a man who looks like Sean Connery or Roger Moore. That's how women are wired, while men are wired to be the hero, the protector, and seducer. There is nothing wrong with wish fulfillment for men or women. The whole idea is to appeal to that part of us we secretly desire but don't act on either for moral reasons, sex outside of marriage, or realistic reasons. We don't look like Sean Connery and lack the courage and skills to be a super spy. Seeing the forbidden and unobtainable play out on the big screen used to be one of the great pleasures of movies. Even the so-called production code of the studio era didn't deny us these very human pleasures. But today's uptight, left-wing Hollywood sure does. If you think about it, it's amazing how much female wish fulfillment matches male wish fulfillment. The wildly popular, with women, Hallmark Christmas movies are a perfect example. The standard plot is a big city career woman who ends up in a small town. She's a little haughty, a little self-involved. So the local hunk knocks her down a notch or two until she finally sees him for what he is, a prince come to rescue her from an empty life. Look at 50 Shades of Grey. The most popular series of romance novels since The Bridges of Madison County are all about a rich prince, businessman, scooping up his Cinderella into a fantasy life where she learns to love becoming his submissive in their S&M games. Look at the Twilight series. The heroine agrees to become a literal vampire for a guy. Deep down inside, most women, not all, want to be romanced and feel protected by their man. Deep down inside, most men, not all, want to be seen as the hero to their woman. There is nothing wrong with acknowledging and appealing to human nature. Declaring these perfectly normal and healthy impulses sexist or the male gaze has gone a long way towards destroying the appeal and fun of Hollywood's output, which is one big reason the box office is in so much trouble. The idea that anyone would go see Snow White, 2025, to watch her become a leader instead of wanting to see that moment when Snow White's humility, purity, and self-sacrifice pay off with her being rescued by a handsome prince and living happily ever after with him. Idiots. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.